I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. More attacks in Nigeria. A Wycliffe Associates team this time got hit by armed robbers on their way to a training session. Wycliffe Associates David Reeves says this attack emphasizes the need for translation acceleration kits on the field. They include equipment that allows Bible translation work to be mobile. Just a month after Reeves got a kit to one group of translators in Nigeria,
500 people had been killed, 21 churches had been burned, and they were sending me emails asking me for prayer for their team, and still continue to do Bible translation and sending materials to their consultant and still moving forward.
Meanwhile, a Christian legislator in Pakistan almost lost his assembly seat. Why? Well, because he has a Muslim ID. According to Compass Direct News, the seat that Rana Asif Mahmood holds is for minorities, which he qualifies for as a Christian. He says authorities made a mistake on his ID card and now they won't fix it. Mahmood has never been a Muslim, but he hopes that Muslim extremists don't believe the propaganda that says he's trying to leave Islam. Please pray for his safety. And according to Orphan Outreach, India has the largest orphan population in the world, 31 million. Their needs are immense. This week, our sister ministry, 91.3 WCSG, is there with a team of 15 listeners to help Orphan Outreach's work. Morning show host John Balio is co-leading the team. Time is the key to describing their work.
Time is really something that they value tremendously. Just getting to spend some time, get to know you, get to share stories and that sort of thing. But along with sharing stories, of course, doing vacation Bible school type of thing. So Bible stories, games, and crafts, we're going in prepared for that.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address, absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.